Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. Welcome to our latest episode of the Voices.Earth podcast series. Hikepack.Earth is offering a unique mobile application that allows hikers to have dynamic trail maps and satellite imagery all from their mobile devices. And today we're speaking with Alexandru Tomescu, the creator of Hikepack, about his very special and unique mobile app and much more. And Alexandru, how are you doing today?
I'm very good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure, thanks for joining us. And let's start at the top. Tell us about Hikepack and how the idea came about.
Right, so Hikepack is an iOS app with what we call clever hiking maps. So the idea was to combine the classical sort of trusted hiking map on paper with this sort of interactive map services such as Google Maps. And that's how the idea came about. So I was cross-country skiing in Lapland, and then I took a photo of a map from a signpost. And this was a really nice map. Like, it was dedicated for skiing, and it had all skiing trails and all lengths and difficulties and all places where you can stop for a break and the services there and so on. But I was using this photo to navigate around, and I was thinking just that. So why can't I see my location on it? Can't we make this map interactive? And fast forward, this is Hikepack, and the data in Hikepack is from openstreetmap.org. So it's like an open repository of geographic data, including hiking trails. And this is like a Wikipedia for geographic data. And I'd like to thank all volunteers who are contributing data to it. And we couldn't have Hikepack without them. And yeah, as you said about satellite map, we also have open satellite imagery from the US Geological Survey or the National Land Survey of Finland, which are providing this kind of data as open data. And yeah, we have maps in the US, in the UK, Switzerland, Italy, Finland, Romania, and we now have about 600 maps. And we're always adding new maps, and users can request new maps.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've downloaded the app. I'm a hiking fan myself and did notice that where I live in the northeast of the United States, there's tons of routes on there in Vermont, which is awesome to see. So yeah, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about the features. I know you talked a little bit about that, but there's also offline satellite maps. A lot of times when you're out there hiking, you are not near a Wi-Fi connection at all. And of course, there's 3D map view and route planning. So yeah, tell us a little bit more about some of the deeper features.
Yeah, right. So yeah, as you said, I think the best feature of all is that once you download the map, then basically everything works offline. And yeah, as you said, we are one of the few apps which provide offline satellite images. So once you download the map, then you get offline satellite imagery for the entire map. And this is quite rare because sort of this is huge amount of data, and we actually had to do a lot of work, and we had to make our own algorithm, compression algorithms, to make this happen. And we, in the backend, like, we have a full map creation pipeline. And when we create a map, we select the area, and then we add some metadata, and then we run our program. And in about 6 to 12 hours, this map is ready. So it's quite a lot of work to have this working offline. And then it's route planning. And yeah, I would say this is also a key feature that is not present in other hiking apps. So completely offline, yeah, you can plan your route along existing map trails. So you just drop pins on the map. And then Hikepack shows the connection between these pins. And then it also shows the length, the estimated hiking time, the elevation profile, the calories. And then not only that, you can plan your route sort of offline, but also when you hike, it tells you how much you have left of your route. Or if you want to change your route, you can just tap on any other location and you'll see the route there, like how much time. If there's a big storm coming, you say, okay, now I want to go back. Just tap on your parking place and then you see, hey, I have 1.5 hours, so I better head off. Then there are also some other standard features, like you can select the existing trails and see their length and time and elevation profile. And you have a search field, so you can search for trails and attraction, again, offline, and you can customize the map. So, for example, you can hide the parking places if you come there by car. And yeah, the 3D map view is also quite cool. So this one doesn't work offline. It needs an internet connection, but it's useful, for example, at home when you plan your route. Yeah, this 3D map comes from Apple servers, but the routes are ours. So we overlay the trails and the points of interest on this 3D map. So it's really cool, for example, in the mountains to see like how your trail goes to the peak and then comes down and sort of which is the north side, the south side, how much sun you might have. Yeah, this is quite cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool. And then now that you have this awesome app here, how's the marketing going so far and how has user adoption been going?
Yeah, like, we are two technical guys and we work quite hard on the technical part. And then we discovered that actually marketing is even harder, at least for us. and we don't have a big marketing budget, so we must be creative. And yeah, the first thing we did was reaching out to hiking communities on Facebook and Reddit, and it was really helpful. Like, people are interested and impressed, and they get us almost immediate feedback and comments for improving, and we're glad about that. Then we've also written to blogs and news sites, so we are really happy that we appeared on lifehacker.com, and that had a peak in downloads and a peak in map requests. So we worked quite nonstop to create something like 200 maps in 1 or 2 weeks, which was really a lot for us. We're running a bit of ads on App Store search and Facebook. And then I would like to take this opportunity to advertise one feature that is just being released. So it's an invitation system through which users can invite their friends to try Hikepack. So for each friend you invite, you and your friend will get a free 1 month subscription to the ProPass. And there's no limit on the number of friends you invite. So you can get 1 year of ProPass by inviting 12 friends. We're curious to see how this goes. And yeah, about user adoption, yeah, we've gotten a lot of positive comments and feedback. And we're actually quite happy about how many people buy our ProPass subscription. So it seems that we're really bringing value to the users. And yeah, it just seems that we need to let more people know about Hikepack. And yeah, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to talk in this podcast about it also.
Absolutely. No, the beauty of Hikepack is that you are catering to a very passionate audience of people. People that love hiking really love hiking. So I'm sure in that niche, I can totally see it catching on, like you mentioned, in the Reddit forums and on social media and the like. And also in terms of marketing, you all use a .earth domain name. Hikepack.earth is kind of your anchor webpage. And what made you all choose to use a .earth domain name?
Right. So yeah, well, first we tried if hikepack.com is taken, and it was taken. So then we realized that we're actually happy this was the case. We wanted something more personal and better conveys what hiking is all about. And then we had a list of proposals, and then yeah, .earth seemed the obvious choice. Like, we're hiking on our earth, like, we're amazed by it. We want to be in contact with nature and protect it. Yeah, and that is, as a side note, I could also mention that we are donating 5% of our revenues in Finland to a Finnish NGO called the Natural Heritage Foundation, which protects all forests in Finland. And also, as a funny story, I could say that, so we are really happy about the daughter domain. So when we created our logo, we went through many variants, and some of these variants were like the earth as a backpack for a hiker, or the earth as a square box, which was supposed to be the hike pack. But this would have been too wild, and especially for an app icon that is pretty small. So we now have a stylized hiker and compass logo, and we're happy with that.
That's excellent. Alexandra, it sounds like you guys are, you know, two developers working really hard, updating the app, doing lots of marketing. With all of this in mind that you're so busy right now, I'm sure you're always looking into the future. What's your future plan, or what does the future hold for Hikepack?
Right. So, yeah, there are many ways in which to develop Hikepack. First of all, yeah, we're trying to listen to feedback and develop Hikepack based on the user needs. And then the obvious thing is to develop the Android version. We're also exploring ways to create a community of hikepackers. So we thought that, okay, we have these really cool maps, but hiking is not really a solitary activity. You usually plan your hike based on information from friends, forums, fellow hiker guides. You usually hike with somebody, a friend, and after hiking, you want to, or even during hiking, you want to help others there on the mountain. There's a strong sense of very, very tight connection with other people. And the idea would be for Hikepack to make this happen more easily. And we're still playing with the idea, and we haven't decided what exactly to do. But if anyone listening would like to help or contribute ideas, yeah, please get in touch.
Oh, that's great. That all sounds like really good stuff. You know, Alexandru, really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed today?
Yeah, well, nothing much. Well, just if the listener is interested in walking and hiking, yeah, please give Hikepack a try and send us your feedback. And we're listening, and we're happy to involve everyone in developing Hikepack.
That's beautiful. What a great way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Alexandru Tomescu, the creator of Hikepack. And Hikepack is a unique mobile app that allows hikers to have dynamic trail maps and satellite imagery all from their mobile devices. And Alexandru, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you as well.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.